We're all part of this story. The story we celebrate tonight, the angels and the shepherds and the wise men and the baby in the manger. By our faith, we're now part of that story. The story's still being written. We want to place our faith in other things, in other people, in doctrines. One of the phenomena that's happening in the United States today is that we have devolved into tribes. You read this a lot. One man who was interviewed by the Pew Research said this. He said, America has divided itself into hundreds of special interest groups, whether those are created by race, religion, sexuality, etc. It has gotten to a point where too many people are offended by what used to be considered common language. And I think it has made too many Americans afraid of speaking and trusting people that they don't know. Sometimes offending another person can have serious repercussions, and it seems like most people are trying to play the victim about everything. Boy, did that guy ever hit it on the head, didn't he? Just say something controversial online, put it in Facebook. See how fast you get slapped down, or criticized, or even called, many unmentionable names. Another lady, again from Pew Research, had this take on it. She said, in the late 80s and early 90s, Western culture has increasingly become more tolerant of selfishness and greed and less respectful of sacrifice and honor. Also, the prevalent reliance on cell phones and computers for short, indirect, and impersonal communication has lessened our assurance that others are presenting information in a sincere and honest fashion. So our trust, our anxiety is high, and our trust level in one another is going down. In the institutions that we used to cling to is going down. So what do we trust? Who do we trust now? We trust our tribe. You know, tribalism, I like to think of it as like those of us who follow our favorite professional team. I've been a Steelers fan forever, and even this year. if you follow a particular professional football, basketball, whatever team, you are part of a tribe, and you speak the same language. You've got the same bumper stickers. You talk about statistics and how great your team is this year. There's a tribalism. But our country has divided itself into tribal communities that communicate all within their own language, in their own information bubble on the internet. Did you ever notice that? Climate change advocates go to climate change sections of the internet and they chat with other people who are in favor of climate change. I'm not saying negative things about this. I'm just saying that's a tribe. Okay? You may belong to that tribe. Black Lives Matter advocates. They have their own tribe, their own websites, their own chat groups. Abortion advocates, pro-life advocates, defund police advocates, LGBT advocates, non-binary gender advocates, and finally, advocates of traditional values and morals. All of these tribes and more tend to believe that their group is acting out of pure love and good intent. Nobody would argue with that. Problem is that being in their little bubble and not interacting with anyone else, they looked at their political or people who don't agree with them as acting out of hate and wanting, having a desire to harm. Now, political tribalism is nothing new. It's been evident throughout history. But today we're witnessing increased polarization due to this lack of trust and civil discourse across many parties. Now, why do I go into all this? Because we're not that different than the people in the time of Ahaz, are we? We live in a very, very anxious time in the world. And people wonder, where can I turn? What can I cling to? Well, it's right here, this Christmas Eve. It is the coming of Emmanuel, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Prince of Peace has come for you and for me. He has come, and he will come again and assert the fulfillment of all that is good, all that is true, and all that is love. There are so many tribes right now. But we Christians, we are not a tribe. In fact, we don't look at anyone who opposes us as an enemy, do we? We look at them as a friend we just haven't made yet, right? Or perhaps someone we could tell the good news of the gospel to and help bring them this kind of joy that we feel at this Christmas season. Rejoice, for your Savior is born. Indeed, his name is Christ the Lord, Emmanuel. Join me in a moment of prayer. Lord God, whatever tribe we might ascribe to, win us over to the people of faith, not a tribe at all, but those who walk in the pathway of our Savior, the one who was born so long ago in that stable, the one who looked upon each and every soul with love. Help us to do the same this Christmas day and from this day forward. In Jesus' name, amen.